it lowers our frequency. And if it lowers our frequency, then everything we're doing doesn't make any sense. You guys understand that? We lose the purpose of it. And so the purpose of all of this that's happening right now, and I've said this from the very beginning, this is a frequency war. So that means the dark side, the New World Order, you know, all of that that's been on this planet since the beginning of time about control, manipulation, coercion, they're banking on fear from us. They take it. They use it as currency. They use that vibrational frequency to create power and control. We are done with that. We have had enough of that. We have had enough of giving ourselves, giving our energy away, letting them take our power away. We're done with that. But we have to remind ourselves that we need to do this in the higher frequencies, right? It's the rising above. It's the raising our frequency. And so part of that, what will happen is as you do this and you're coming from a place of love, you're going to find solidarity. So you're going to find that your tribe is going to get stronger, that the people around, it's going to be like attracts like, is going to come into play for you more. And here's an interesting, pay attention to the, you know, the, we call them synchronicities. So when things come up around you and, you know, when they come up more than just once, pay attention to what's in there, like what the lesson is for you in there. And I'll give you a perfect example. There's this guy that I follow on Instagram. His name's Tyler Nicholson. He's a local guy from Barrie, not even too far from where I live. And I had been following him since the beginning because he was one of the freedom fighters or the, you know, the standing up for Canadians' rights, and in particular with children, because he's a father and he has children. And so in the beginning, he was one of the voices that was, you know, being very public. I don't know how many Instagram followers he has, but he's got a pretty good following, I think. And so, you know, I would listen to him and there was strength in his words. And I felt comfort in the fact that there were other, you know, people that were speaking up and had the strength about this. And so I started following him. And now he's done this switch. And it's funny because I had a friend send me this post, like, hey, did you see this? That kind of thing. And it was funny because I had already seen it and I had actually already had somebody else send it to me too. So it was like, it was coming at me from all directions. And what he did was he did a post on his page and he was talking about, he did this, like it was a picture that had a, you know, a lady standing with a mandala behind her. And it had like meditation, yoga, channeling, chakras, manifesting, all the stuff that I do. And then he had a big massive quote from the Bible about how all of this was evil and demonic and from Satan. And so I was interesting because I read it and I saw it and I couldn't understand why all of a sudden he was doing that. But he has always talked about God. He's always talked about, you know, following God, following Jesus, not being religious, as he keeps on saying this, but following the beliefs of that. And so why he's choosing to do this right now, so why he's choosing judgment, why he's choosing that to get his voice heard or his opinions heard, I'm not sure. I'm really not. It's interesting because you guys know, I read energy for a living. That's what I do. And so when I went in and watched his video, you know, him talking about it, and then I went and read all the comments of everybody in there, it's weird because there's like this disconnect that's happening there for him. So it's almost like this not really knowing what the truth is, or not being able to feel the truth. So feeling the need to latch on to something. And so I want you guys to pay attention because this is interesting. In one of the comments, there was somebody in there that made a comment. And she's like, she was like, you know, praising him, like saying, thanks for showing us this. And she was saying, you know, I couldn't, my whole life I tried to meditate and I couldn't meditate. It wouldn't happen for me. And she says, and God was saying, this ain't it. So meaning like God was saying, no, meditation's no good for you. that because it's bad, it's evil. Meditation is, yeah. Here's the thing I want you guys to know and recognize. If you just tuned in, if you energetically just tuned into somebody who meditates, you would feel a really high frequency around them. If you tune into somebody who's just finished meditating, their frequency is incredibly high. And we, you know, this is scientifically proven. We've seen them hook people up to, you know, electrodes and brain activity and heart activity. You will know that after meditation or during meditation, there's a whole sequence of events that happens. Your blood pressure goes down, your heart rate slows down. There's feeling of euphoria, of joy, of bliss. And if you tune into somebody who has a regular meditation practice, you will often feel that energy around them or in them. And I promise you this, there's nothing evil about that energy. You would know this intuitively. If you trusted your intuition and you tuned into that, you would trust that and know that that is the frequency of love. And on the other side of this, and you know, and I've spent my entire life, teaching people how to meditate and teaching meditation to people that can't meditate. If you tune into the vibrational frequency of somebody who does not meditate on a regular basis, who struggles with meditation, you will always feel a scrambled, chaotic energy around them. There's always this like intense resistance, tons of fear, scrambled energy, anxiety. You will feel all of that within somebody who does not meditate. Now, you don't have to be, a rocket scientist to figure this out, but you can definitely feel what is coming from fear and what is coming from love. So I want you guys to really pay attention to this when you're interacting with people over the next little while, when, you know, your family members are, you know, if you have a difference of opinions about things with them, and when you're voicing your opinion or voicing your truth, I want you to feel where that's coming from. Feel where it has to come from love. It has to come from that neutral energy. It can't come from the fear energy. So pay attention to that, because if that stuff is happening more and more to you, so more and more people around you are angry or showing judgment or guilt, remember, it's like attracts like. So if we're having more of that come into our experience, it's because we still have that vibration within us. And there's nothing bad about that. It's why we're here, right? We come here to raise our frequency, to grow on a soul's level. And so when this stuff comes into our awareness, have the recognition of it showing you something within yourself that needs to be worked on. And pay attention to when you have the knee-jerk reactions to things, because I guarantee you a knee-jerk reaction does not come from love. It always comes from a place of fear. So recognize that with you. And then again, there's no guilt or shame in this. It's having the recognition and being, okay, so I choose not to have that frequency. I choose not to be with that frequency. I choose not to have that frequency flow through me because I know that it makes me feel like shit. So having that awareness is how we change our frequency, how we raise our frequency. Yeah, and so they keep on saying it, doing from a place of love. So doing it from a place of love. And that's going to get us through this, and it's going to get us through this week for sure. So really pay attention and do yourselves a favor. Feel into other people's energy frequencies. Even if you don't believe that your intuition is strong, try this week, because again, with this eclipse energy coming in, our intuition gets heightened. So pay attention, you know, even to the people that are closest to you. Just tune into their frequency and recognize, have they got a lot of fear in their energy? Have they got a lot of density in their energy? Pay attention to that, because it will be your stuff that is attracted to that darker stuff. And so remember, it's a way for you just to see the stuff that needs to be lifted and released from you. And remember again, and they're saying to me, the ripple effect, when we do the work on ourselves, this is how it has to happen. We cannot fix or save anybody else. We're not here to do that. When we do the work on ourselves, that higher frequency has a ripple effect to everybody around us. So remind yourself of that, even though it may feel like you're being self-centered or you're being selfish because you're choosing yourself first, it actually has consequences for the greater whole. So remind yourself about that. That will be really, really important, especially opening up into the eclipse season and the portal energy where we're bringing things into balance. Okay, my lovelies, sending you guys all huge, huge blessings. I'm going to be sending out your Zoom link, so you'll have that. And I hope you can join me on Friday live and I get to be with you. I'll talk to you guys all soon. Take care.